Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
There are stories that bubble beneath the surface of industries built on glamour, fame, and power. Stories that, for a long time, remain whispered in hallways, behind closed doors, barely a murmur to the outside world. And then sometimes the bubble bursts, exposing the truth in a way that's impossible to ignore. This is one of those stories. And at the center of it all, a woman with a mission to bring to light what she says has been hidden for far too long. Dorothy Carvello, a name that many in the music industry might remember from decades ago, is making herself known again, this time with a very different purpose. Carvello was once the only female talent scout at a major record label in the 1980s, a time when the music industry was both a circus and a battlefield. She worked under powerful men who would go on to shape the careers of some of the biggest names in music. Sean Diddy Combs was one of those names. Now, decades later, Combs finds himself at the center of a storm. Accusations of abuse, exploitation, and racketeering swirling around him. And Carvello? She's not standing on the sidelines. She's stepping into the spotlight, determined to expose the system that she says enabled it all. "It doesn't matter who gets sacrificed along the way," she says with a grim expression. "In this industry, money is God." Carvello isn't just making statements, she's taking action. Last month, while Diddy was being arrested on charges that range from sex trafficking to prostitution, she was filing her own lawsuit against Atlantic Records and several former executives. The timing, she says, was no coincidence. She's accusing the men who ran these companies of fostering a culture of silence, one that allowed the exploitation of women to continue unchecked. And she's confident that as the prosecutors dig deeper, they'll uncover more than just one man's crimes. They'll find a system built to protect him and those like him. "Everybody in the music business knew about him," she says, her voice unwavering. "It will come out who enabled this." The allegations against Diddy are staggering. For nearly two decades, he's accused of using his entertainment empire to exploit women, luring them into a web of manipulation, coercion, and abuse. The indictment against him paints a dark picture of a man who held power not only over the careers of young artists, but over their bodies and their lives. His parties, referred to as freak-offs, were an open secret in the industry, notorious for their debauchery and excess. According to the charges, these weren't just parties. They were the scene of many of Diddy's alleged crimes. It was at these events, prosecutors claim, that much of the abuse took place. Diddy's associates, they say, would book hotel suites, recruit sex workers, and ensure that there were drugs available to coerce partygoers into compromising situations. In some cases, women were lured with promises of career opportunities or cash. In others, they were forced to attend under threats of violence. Once there, the partygoers would find themselves trapped in a web of power, drugs, and manipulation. And Diddy, prosecutors allege, used the footage from these events to blackmail his victims, ensuring their silence. And now, with the full weight of the law coming down on him, the question isn't just about Diddy. It's about who else was involved. Who knew about these parties? Who helped cover it up? Dorothy Carvello believes she knows the answer. She's seen how the industry works. As the only female talent scout at a major label in the 1980s, she had a front row seat to the culture of exploitation that she says defined the business. Her lawsuit doesn't just name Diddy. It points fingers at some of the most powerful men in the music world, accusing them of turning a blind eye to what was happening. She's confident that when the subpoenas start flying, the truth will come out. I believe that when they start subpoenaing the records of the music companies, she says, they'll see how many NDAs there are and how much more was covered up. Non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, have long been used in industries like entertainment to silence victims of abuse. Carvello suspects that the music business is rife with them, contracts that kept women quiet and powerful men safe. She isn't just accusing Diddy, she's accusing the entire system. But she isn't alone in her fight. Attorney Tony Busby, who is representing over 120 of Diddy's accusers, has promised to expose those who enabled the alleged crimes. He says he's just getting started. In the coming days, Busby plans to file actions that will name co-defendants, people who, he says, helped make Diddy's abuse possible. Some of these names may be surprising. They may include executives at record labels, event organizers, even members of Diddy's own family. But one thing is certain. Busby says he won't stop until everyone involved is held accountable. We will expose those who enabled this conduct behind closed doors, Busby promises. We will pursue this matter no matter who the evidence implicates. One of the key elements of the case against Diddy is the racketeering charge, a serious allegation that has legal experts talking. Racketeering, a charge often associated with organized crime, implies that Diddy didn't act alone. It suggests that he had a network of people working with him, facilitating the abuse, covering it up, and ensuring that his empire continued to run smoothly. It's this charge, says Anna Kaminsky, director of the Criminal Defense Clinic at New York Law School, that could be the most difficult for Diddy to fight. The main issue for Combs is the racketeering allegation, Kaminsky explains. This isn't just about his personal conduct, it's about an organization helping him facilitate criminal activity. If prosecutors can prove that Diddy was running a criminal enterprise, it won't just be Diddy facing charges. His associates, his employees, and even some of the powerful people who helped him rise to fame could be implicated. Some of them, experts say, may try to cut deals with prosecutors in exchange for cooperation. But even for those willing to cooperate, the charges they face are serious. We're talking about sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, obstruction of justice, the kind of charges that carry long prison sentences and the potential to end careers. Mark Curry, a hip-hop artist signed to Diddy's label, Bad Boy Records, has already begun speaking out about what he saw. In an interview on the Art of Dialogue podcast, Curry talked about witnessing women being drugged at parties. "We would go to the club, and there would be two lines of bottles," Curry said. "Regular Moet and others that made the girls real slippery. We knew what the drill was." Curry's words are damning. He describes an environment where this behavior wasn't just accepted, it was part of the culture. "We didn't see nothing wrong with it," he admits. "It was part of hip-hop culture." But as the allegations mount, the culture that once protected Diddy is crumbling. The parties, the money, the influence, it all seems to be catching up with him. And for Dorothy Carvello, that's exactly what she's been waiting for. Carvello's own lawsuit filed against Atlantic Records and some of the biggest names in the music industry alleges that this culture of silence didn't just happen. It was created, sustained, and protected by the people at the top. These executives, she says, were more interested in making money than protecting women. And now she's ready to expose them. She's also taking a more personal approach. Carvello has started buying stock in some of the major music companies, including Warner and Universal. By doing so, she gains the rights of a shareholder, which allows her to request copies of sexual misconduct complaints, settlement agreements, and board minutes related to harassment cases. It's a bold move, but for Carvello, it's all part of her mission to clean up the industry she once loved. "I love the industry," she says. "That's why I'm doing this. I'm cleaning it up so women coming up behind us don't have to suffer." It's a fight that's far from over. Diddy, who is currently being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, has pleaded not guilty to all charges. His legal team maintains that he's innocent, describing him as an imperfect person but not a criminal. They've vowed to fight the charges in court, and Diddy himself has issued a statement saying, "Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation, and my legacy." But as the trial looms, set for May 2025, the weight of the allegations against him continues to grow. More women are coming forward, more accusations are being made, and the prosecutors seem determined to dig as deep as they can. The racketeering charge in particular is a dangerous one for Diddy. If convicted, he could face life in prison, and for the people around him, the ones who allegedly helped him along the way, the consequences could be just as severe. As Carvello's case makes its way through the courts, it's clear that this is more than just a legal battle. It's a reckoning, one that has the potential to shake the music industry to its core. The world of glamour, fame, and power is being peeled back, layer by layer, and what's underneath is far from pretty. For Dorothy Carvello, though, this fight is personal. She's determined to bring justice to the women who were silenced and to make sure that the next generation doesn't have to face the same horrors she did. "We're just scratching away at it," says Mark Curry. "But once we get to see and understand the true story of what's going on, then you kind of can understand why it took so long. Because it's not just about one person, it's about several." And perhaps, in the end, it's about an entire industry, one that's finally being forced to face its demons.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.